Now, Mary O'Neill joins us in studio because, Mary, you watched the Great British Bake Off last night.
Yes, I'm a Bake Off fan, actually. Love Bake Off. I'm always saying it. It's just this kind of a happy place you go to with Bake Off. It's really harmless, happy telly where, like, it's just laughs and jokes and it's totally...
And food.
And lovely food, and switch your brain off and forget about all the terrible things that are going on in the world for an hour on Tuesday. Last night was Caramel Night.
Caramel Night, which inspired me. And they also were doing like their favourite kind of chocolate bars.
Yeah, right, that was their technical challenge. Well, actually, their technical challenge was they had to make a very specific chocolate bar.
Okay.
The technical challenge has to be exactly as Paul Hollywood or Prue Leith wants it to be.
Okay. No room for interpretation.
None whatsoever. Well, it's very scientific.
I'm not sure what Paul Hollywood or Prue Leith would make of my baking, but I went off anyway and I made a homemade version of a particular chocolate bar that I do know that Vinny is partial to. It would be your favourite chocolate bar, possibly.
Well,
I'm not giving anything away though, okay. Am I?
I don't think I've ever told her what my favourite chocolate bar is, but there, I do have a plate with some chocolate. Now,
his desk in the office is covered in chocolate, can I just tell you?
Is it really?
It is covered.
There's some Jaffa cakes there, but I wouldn't
and
say.
And some crunchies. It's not and like, some bits and pieces.
It's not like a Willy Wonka's factory or anything. So this is a representation of a chocolate bar. Now, to guess what it is.
Absolutely, that's what it is. Fingers crossed.
Will I have it? Will I dig straight in then?
Go for it.
It looks and smells like a chocolate bar. Hang on now. Here we go. Oh.
This is very simple to make, by the way.
Oh.
Very simple ingredients. I didn't need to go out shopping particularly for it.
There's a lot of caramel going on and there's a biscuit and it's covered in a chocolate wrap. So would I be right in assuming that this is supposed to be one of those kind of double-fingered chocolate
bars? Go on, do it. Say it.
I would say it's a Twix.
It's
then.
A Twix.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
it is.
A Twix. It's fairly. Yeah, it's actually
a Twix.
It's a pretty good representation of a Twix. Avian, well done to
Thank
you.
Thank you very much. Very simple to make. Lots of sugar in it. Lots of butter.
Oh yeah. What's the recipe? What's the ingredients?
Lots of sugar. Lots of butter. Oh, actually, that's
so
kind of
dig in, says you. Yeah. I'll have another bit. Thank you very much. This is really tasty.
Great stuff.
Delicious. Hey. She was up to her old Twix last night.
Hey. So yeah, I think I might try and make this a kind of a weekly challenge. Whatever's done on Bake Off on a Tuesday, I might try my hand at and see if I can get.
This is a great idea, and I also was lucky enough with my cup of coffee this morning to have one of these things, and can I say phenomenal.
What kind of
nicer than a Twix?
No, I'm not giving away anything. I'm not giving away
it. Oh really?
No, it's a secret. I might
keep an eye on our Instagram later. There will be a video.
Oh.